Barbara Coleman Foster, and I'm sitting here, Miss Algerine Miller. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just ask you to repeat your name and then tell your story.
My name is Algerine Miller, and I want to tell the story of my family's trip to Florida. To date, our family tree began with Elvira Whetstone, who was born in the month of February in the year of 1847. From stories passed down, it is said that her father, Whetstone, was a full-blooded Native American. This is to be traced and documented. Her mother's first name was Lizzie, and Elvira was her only child. Recorded in Orangeburg, South Carolina census, dated June 9th, 1900, Lizzie was born in the month of March in 1828. At the time the census was taken, she lived with George and Elvira and was 72 years of age and widowed. Elvira was married to George Whaley, and they had 12 children. And most were boys, but one older daughter was the elder. So she run the house with the grandmom, and they raised the 12 children. Most of them worked on the farms in Orangeburg, South Carolina, until the crops were destroyed by some, I can't remember the animal that destroyed the crops in that whole state at that time. So most of the people were going north, leaving Orangeburg, South Carolina. And since my uncle, who was married to the oldest daughter, was part Indian, he went to Florida to check Florida out for the family, where all the Indians were that he knew. And they introduced him to the farmers. And they were beginning to farm Florida, celery and whatnot. And they had a, and this picture of the little children, girls on the farm, is on a farm in Lake Monroe behind the ice house. In that ice house, a train was built to come in, and they could ice up the train cars for all the vegetables to go up north. And my, when the family got together to go to Florida, they had to go in pairs. And my father and my grandmother and a cousin came down, like, on the third trip. They were the last ones of the family to leave, that part of the family, to leave Orangeburg and come to Florida. And it was so many farms that the people were just, as soon as the males were old at a certain age, they could go on the farm and work. Only if the girl was mature enough, she could go and be a maid. These to the farm people, the farmers. In that way, my father got, like I said, the picture of me and the this is me. This should be a picture of the little girl. This is on the farm. This is the picture of the farmhouse that we lived on, right over there in Lake Monroe. But then the farmer took my father to look at some property because the house was getting too small for us. Because I had another sister that was born. Betty was the last one that was born in this house. And then we moved on Southwest Road after the house was built in 1945, which is still standing. And the house was built with wood that was left over from the post office that they tore down to rebuild a new post office. So we had old wood, and that house is still standing with that old wood. Okay. From that, my father started working from that he was talking about. The person before me was talking about the cement place over here. That's where my father worked for 20, 25 years and retired from there. But my mom worked for a doctor, and that way we got to get to know a lot of the people in Sanford going around. But that's the story of the trip to Florida. And all of the family members who eventually moved all stayed in Florida and never left Florida. Now, my sister, this is the family minus one brother, the oldest brother, who was not on this picture, and he passed away. And this is our family after my mother passed away. And this is, all of us are alive now except these two, these three. Okay. And I
do you remember about what year? How old would you have been in the church? About what year would that have been?
Now this is me, mm-hmm. And I think I got on the same outfit, so it was probably taking the same time. So I was looking at this to say I must have been 12 months old.
So about a year.
Yeah. And it was before my sister Betty was born in 1944 here on this farm, too. So she's not in that picture, so she wasn't born yet. So this had to be 41 or 42. It's that same thing. Now, Betty is the one who became the star of the family because she... I eventually moved back to Philadelphia when I graduated from Crooms and got a job, and I stayed there, and everybody came to Philadelphia. So everybody lived in Philadelphia for a while except her. She got married, and then she came back to Florida. And then she eventually, military. So they traveled all over the country. I think her husband was in the military for like 25 or 30 years, and he retired. And they retired. And then she started working. They lived in Maryland. And she started working for the government. And she eventually got to the White House. So this was that President Bush?
Is Betty the baby of the family?
No, she's the fourth one from the top.
Oh, okay.
This is Betty. And this is Betty.
Mentioned about how they would have to the train to come through the ice house. They would load up the train with ice. Was that in Goldsboro, or
it was right over. It wasn't in Goldsboro, mm-hmm. where the train came in. I didn't get a chance to say that during our stay on Southwest Road. A historical thing because it was at a time there was a big farm across where Academy Manor. Are you familiar? You know where the houses that are behind Crooms? That's Academy Manor. All around outskirts was woods or farms because most of the farmers had stopped back in the day when everything was modernized. But the ice house was like over in Sanford, not too far, going back over that way. But eventually, Amtrak took advantage, and me and my sisters witnessed the first train that, what's that name of the company? The train company.
Not Amtrak.
No, give me this. Give me that. Whatever the train company, the first train passenger train. Well, the first train, it was just those taking deliveries, you know, the track. That was the first train. But we saw the first passenger train come through. That was the history of coming through, crossing through our neighborhood.
Is there any, when you think about Goldsboro and the neighborhood you lived in, is there any particular business or building that really stands out in your mind?
No, because it wasn't the only building that I can say I was impressed with is that the young man who married one of my cousins' family was kind of from Georgetown, and he built the first black-owned gas station on 13th Street, and it's still there now, and the family still owns that property, Daniel's family.
Wow.
But now he closed down the gas, and they do oil. And that family is still running that business there.
Well, thank you for sharing your family history. Thank you for sharing your photographs as well. Certainly appreciate this. I will let you know that this recording serves two purposes. One is to help inform the community as we design the commemorative book, but the other is a snippet of it will likely be tied to website so that when people come to view the quilt, they can hear some of these stories that folks have shared with us today. So I do appreciate you coming out and sharing with us. It's very meaningful. Actually, I'm going to keep that part though.
Okay.